This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Lawyers for a woman accusing U.S. High Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her 3 decades ago say she wants to testify next week before a Senate panel. AP's Sagar Magani has a report.
In an email to the Senate Judiciary Committee, Christine Blasey Ford's lawyer says her client wants to testify next week if a deal can be reached on terms that are fair and ensure her safety. It's a sharp switch from statements this week in which Ford and her lawyers insisted she would only testify after the FBI investigated her allegations, which put the hearing in doubt. The lawyer says Ford still strongly prefers an investigation, but stop short of demanding it. There is at least one obstacle to overcome, the hearing scheduled for Monday, which the lawyer says is not possible. Sagar Magani at the White House.
At least 44 people have drowned after a passenger ferry capsized on Lake Victoria in Tanzania. Officials say they expect that death toll to rise as the search gets underway. Regional Commissioner John Magella said 37 people have been rescued, but they were in bad condition. World Anti-Doping Agency has announced it will lift its ban on Russia's anti-doping agency. The decision to lift the ban drew ire from many, including U.S. anti-doping agency CEO Travis Tigert.
And we have to move forward with reform to ensure that whether it's a new organization, whether it's a change in leadership, whether it's a change in governance structure, that the global watchdog truly becomes that and not one that's going to turn its back on clean athletes.
Russia's anti-doping agency was banned in 2015 from the WADA report found evidence of a large and sophisticated government-backed scheme to help athletes cheat on drug tests. Moscow denies that. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General says the success of intra-Korean talks rests on what happens between the United States and North Korea. AP's Warren Levinson reporting.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the summit between the two Koreas made some progress, but real progress awaits the success of talks between Washington and Pyongyang to eliminate the nuclear threat. There will not be success in intra-Korean negotiations, Guterres said.
If simultaneously there is not success in the American North Korean or the Democratic People's Republic of Korea negotiations.
U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley announced that during the General Assembly session that starts next week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will chair a foreign ministers' meeting of the Security Council devoted to North Korea and its nuclear program. Warren Levinson, New York.
United States prepare to go on the offensive in cyberspace to ensure adversaries know there is a price to pay for hacks, network intrusions, and types of attacks. President Trump signed a new national cyber strategy calling for a more aggressive response to the growing online threat posed by other countries, terrorist groups, and criminal organizations. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says America's enemies need to know it will not be on the defensive anymore.
We're going to do a lot of things offensively, and I think our adversaries need to know that. Some of the things we may well be in a position to talk about publicly, others we may well not be in a position to. So I wouldn't want to prejudice that. I just think it's important for people to understand that we're not just on defense, as we have been primarily on defense for a period of time.
The new strategy comes less than 2 months before the U.S. midterm elections on November 6th. Key security intelligence officials have amplified their warnings that Russia and other adversaries, like China, Iran, and North Korea, may seek to use cyber means to interfere with those elections. A U.S. federal court has indicted the son of a former president of Guinea and his wife for allegedly enslaving a young Guinean girl in their luxurious home in the U.S. city of Dallas, Texas, for 16 years. Mohamed Touré and Denicro Touré were charged with forced labor and harboring an alien for financial gain. Their attorney said the government's case is riddled with salacious allegations, fabrications, and lies. Neighbors helped that girl escape in 2016. Touré's face up to 30 years in prison and a $500,000 fine if convicted. International Human Rights Watchdog Group has accused Nicolas Maduro's government of committing some of the worst human rights violations in Venezuela's history. Amnesty International says the number of murders in Venezuela greater than in many countries who are at war. This is VOA News.